very famous American holiday. If I understand correctly, people spend more money on Christmas, and the second most popular holiday where people spend the most money in America is on Halloween.
那么如果我没有弄错的话, 在美国呢, 人们为了过节期, 来花最多钱的时候是在圣诞节, 第二个, 花最多钱的节期是什么呢? 就是万圣节。
Also, you'll see in many of the movie theaters all sorts of different kinds of movies that come up about the supernatural.
那么所以在电影院里面, 我们也可以看到有很多跟超自然或者说灵异的这个事情有关系的影片推出。
I'm not placing these lists of movies up here as an encouragement to see them, but just as a reminder, these are brand new movies for 2017 and 2018. That doesn't count all of the other movies that have been made all down through the years about ghosts and demons and the supernatural.
我在这里可不是要叫大家去看这些电影啊，只是要提醒大家说现在有很多跟这些超自然的灵异的主题有关系的电影推出来了。
With all these fictional stories that appear in movies, we wonder what really is happening in the supernatural world. Is there really an unseen world that's around us, like many of these movies talk about?
那就像这些的电影所呈现的这些灵异超自然的主题，是不是说真的有那些是我们肉眼所不能够看见的超自然的世界？
I had an experience in the Philippines with the supernatural in the Philippines in 1999. I know that some of you were not born at that time, but some of you might remember. How many of you remember Y2K? Do you remember that? Yeah, some of you do.
Okay. 我在1999年我在菲律宾服侍的时候，我自己就有过这种灵异事件的这样一个遭遇。那个时候可能你们中间还有很多人还没生出来，有多少人还记得那个时候的千禧年的这个问题 Y2K？ 有谁还记得这些？ 千禧年虫。 还记得吗?
In the Philippines, as in many other places, including the United States, people were afraid of what might happen in the year 2000. Some thought that maybe computers would stop working, maybe there wouldn't be any food available, and maybe there would be a great tragedy that would happen in the year 2000.
那时候不只是在菲律宾，我相信在美国也是如此哦。有许多人就在担心这个2000年到来的时候，是不是会发生很多的事情，比方说食物短缺啦、大灾难啦等等的事情。
One of our pastors, you can see, oops, oh, that's the wrong one. This is it. There we go. One of our pastors, Pastor Nono Butad, by the way, this is me, though it might not look quite like me.
Okay.
Yes. He had an experience with the supernatural. There were many people, including this young man, who were involved in a cult that said that it, on the year 2000, it would rain fire from heaven.
就是说，那时候在菲律宾有一个这个异端呢，就宣称说2000年到来的时候会从天上降下火雨来。
We walked along with this young man who is the, I think, the nephew of the head of the cult, and we walked, first of all, we showed a film, a Christian film, about the book of Revelation and about what the Bible says will happen in the future.
那所以呢，这个年轻人他是那个异端领袖的外甥或侄子啊。那我们啊就陪着他，然后让他来看了一部介绍圣经的启示录的影片。
So on the way going towards the mountain, we visited a mountain village where people had built temporary homes and dug caves in the mountain so that they could hide from the fire that will fall on the year 2000.
就在2000年的时候，有许多人在那山上来建造了短暂的暂时的居所，或者是挖了洞穴，为了要躲避从天上降下的火雨来，我们就一起去了那个山上那个村子里头。
We asked his nephew, the man who was the head of the cult was named Seferino Quinte, and we asked his nephew, how did your uncle, Seferino Quinte, you can see here in the picture, how did he know that it's going to rain fire in the year 2000?
那么我就问这个异端领袖，这个异端领袖名字叫做Seferino Quinte.
Yeah, good, okay. Good job.
Okay, good job. Okay, Seferino Quinte. Okay, 问他的侄子说，你的 uncle, 你的叔伯怎么会知道说2000年到来的时候会从天上降下火雨来？
So he said the reason how we know is that the spirits from the other world revealed this to my uncle.
那他就说呢，是另外一个世界的灵呢，向我的叔伯来显示了这样的一个状况。
When we finally reached the mountain village, we met with some of the other leaders, and we also saw almost 1,000 people who believed in this prophecy and who were digging caves and getting ready for the fire to fall.
哇，然后我们上到这个山上的时候，到这个山村里面的时候，遇到了另外一个这个异端的领袖，然后我们看到有成百上千的人已经在那边挖了洞穴，为了要来躲避火雨。
We did have a chance to tell some of the people there about Jesus and to leave some Bibles for the people in the mountains.
So you did have the okay. Mm-hmm. 所以我们把握住这个机会，向在场的那些人来这个介绍主耶稣基督，也派给他们一些单张圣经。
When the year 2000 came, January 1, 2000, it did rain.
然后在2000年的元旦1月1号来到的时候，那一天果真降雨了。
It rained water.
可是降的是雨水。
And so the sad thing was that the people who had hidden in those caves got very wet. Their caves filled with water.
那些在地上挖了洞穴为了要来躲避火雨的人碰到一个大问题，因为他们的洞穴里面就积满了水，被洪水所淹没。
As time went by, people began to realize that the spirits had lied to Mr. Quinte, and slowly people started to leave these mountain villages and the caves and go back to their homes.
所以呢，人们渐渐地了解到说，另外一个世界的那个所谓的灵就欺骗了 Quinte 这个人，所以他们一个接着一个离开了这个山村，然后呢，回到自己的家里。
The spirits had lied.
所以你看那些灵啊，那些邪灵说谎。
Does the spirit world really exist? Is there really something beyond what we can see or measure with our scientific instruments? If there is, how will we get accurate information about the spirit world?
那这个灵的这个世界啊，是不是真的存在？是不是真的有另外一个世界是我们的肉眼看不到，我们无法用科学仪器来这个分辨的？那如果这个真的存在的话，我们该如何来看待他们？
We can trust the Bible to give us accurate, though not complete, information about the spirit world. We have many stories from the Bible which help us to understand that there is a spirit world around us.
那我们可以来确定一件事情，是圣经会提供给我们关于这个另外一个灵的世界里面的那些可靠的信息。虽然圣经不会把那所有的关于另外一个灵的世界的信息都给我们， 但是他会给我们的是正确的，而且是必要的。
So instead of being interested in movies about the supernatural, books about the supernatural, we ought to go to Jesus for accurate information about the supernatural.
所以呢，与其我们去看那些灵异的书籍或者是电影，我们应该来到基督的面前，请他。求他来让我们知道那个灵的世界的正确的知识。
Since Jesus has power over all natural and spiritual forces, therefore we should go to Jesus for help in at times when we need help.
因为我们的主耶稣基督，他拥有掌管一切的自然的、超然的、灵异的这些世界的至高的权柄，所以当我们需要他的帮助的时候，我们只管来到他的施恩宝座前。
So the Gospels are full of different kinds of stories, true stories about Jesus and about his miracles. The purpose of the miracles was to demonstrate that he was the promised King of the Jews, the Messiah.
所以我们可以来看到圣经里面记载了许多的故事是真实的故事有许多是关于主耶稣基督的这些故事那这些的故事记载下来是为了要向犹太人证明主耶稣基督就是他们所盼望的那位弥赛亚君王
The one who went before Jesus, John the Baptist,was arrested and he began doubting because of his suffering if Jesus really was the promised Messiah.
那么其中有一个人来向主耶稣提问的是施洗约翰那个时候他被抓起来囚禁了因为他所受的这些苦难他开始在怀疑说主耶稣是不是真的就是那一位先知们所预言的弥赛亚
So Jesus told John's messengers who came to him to say Go tell to John what you have seen and heard The blind receive sight, the lame walkThose who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor.
所以呢，这个主耶稣基督就告诉施洗约翰所差派来问讯的使者说：“你回去，将你所看见的告诉约翰，就是瞎眼的看见，瘸腿的能行走，大麻风得医治，然后聋子能这个听见，然后死人从死里复活，有佳音，有福音，有这个美好的信息报给贫穷的人。
So Jesus's response was a quotation from the book of Isaiah chapter 35 that said when the promised Messiah would come, he would do all of the things that Jesus did.
那所以呢，主耶稣基督要约翰的使者回去传报的，就是从以赛亚书里面先知所预言的那一些的信息，就是弥赛亚来了之后要做哪些事。主耶稣说，你就去告诉他，你看见这些事已经应验了。
Besides these healing some of these physical illnesses, Jesus also cast demons out of many people. One of the people that he cast demons out of was a woman named Mary Magdalene. The Bible said that she had 7 demons.
所以弥赛亚他能够来医治这些疾病那我们看到主耶稣他不只是医治这些疾病他还将污鬼从附着的人身上来赶逐出来其中一个由主耶稣基督赶鬼的叫做抹大拉的玛利亚这个女子呢主耶稣从她身上赶出七个鬼来
Jesus had been preaching and in the Sea of Galilee by a town of Capernaum.
所以主耶稣基督在加利利海边的一个城市叫做加百农在那边传讲信息。
Even though he was busy all day long preaching and healing people, that evening Jesus took off across the lake for a special mission to meet a demonized man.
那么虽然主耶稣基督在那一边忙了一整天来讲道来医病，他还是拨出时间来去到另外一边医治一个被鬼附的人。
Jesus had been on the town of Capernaum, which is on the northwest corner of the Sea of Galilee. He told his disciples to get in a boat and to sail across that sea to what is today the town of Kursi. It was called at that time Gerasa, and perhaps the district may have been called Gadara.
Okay, 所以那主耶稣基督那个时候所在的地方是在加利利海西北边的加百农，然后他就要他的门徒跟着他一起上船，驶到加利利海的东边，那有个城市叫做格拉森，就是后来也被称为格大拉的。
Jesus had a special mission over to this area because he had a special mission to a man and to the foreigners, the non-Jews that lived in this area.
那主耶稣去到那边，他肩负着一个使命，他不只是要来帮助那个被鬼附的男人，而且他要去帮助住在那个城市里的外邦人，就是非犹太人。
In the process of going over the sea, Jesus went to sleep. He was very tired, and a great storm came up.
那就在这个搭船去到格拉森这个地方的路上，在半途中，在加利利海上啊，那么主耶稣基督在船上睡着了。这个时候突然起了暴风巨浪啊。
The disciples woke Jesus up and said, Jesus, we're going to drown, help us.
那他的门徒吓个半死啊，就跟主耶稣求救说，这个老师啊，夫子啊，赶快救我们啊，我们都要死啊。
And Jesus stood up, held out his hand, and he said to the wind and to the waves, peace, be still.
然后主耶稣他就起来了。他就伸出手来，开始吩咐风跟浪，说止息吧。
Now, next time you go down to the Columbia River and it's really windy, why don't you try holding out your hand and saying to the wind, peace, be still?
下一次风大的时候，你到我们这个哥伦比亚河边去啊，然后就看到大风大浪，然后你试着把你的手伸出去看看，说风啊止息吧，浪啊停息吧。
Wow, if I tried to do that and the wind stopped, nobody would be more surprised than me.
如果我去干了这个事，然后风浪真的平息了啊。会最感到讶异的不是别人，而是我自己啊。
But in Jesus' case, the wind stopped, the wave stopped, and the disciples looked at him and said, "What kind of man is this?"
Yes. 那这个，但是主耶稣当他去吩咐风浪止息的时候，风真的停了，浪真的息了，然后他的门徒们就看着他说。看他这是什么样的人啊，连风跟浪都听从他了。
Jesus traveled across the sea, and we can get a little bit of an idea what it might have looked like on the Sea of Galilee from where Jesus landed. After a journey that went through the night, he may have landed in the morning at the town of Kursi. This is a possible site of what is called Gerasa in the book of Luke, chapter 8.
所以我们就可以看到主耶稣基督他，你看这些照片到底是啊，这个就是让我们来看到那个地方到底是什么样子，就是称为格拉森的那个地方，主耶稣基督渡海要到这个地方去。
Just after Jesus stepped on shore,
当主耶稣踏上岸的时候，
He was met by a demonized man.
那有一个被鬼附的人来到他面前。
The Bible doesn't tell us directly where demons come from.
那圣经并没有告诉我们说这些巫鬼、这些邪灵到底从哪边来的。
Each time the Bible talks about demons, they resist God and they hurt people.
那么每一次圣经记载了关于这一些巫鬼邪灵的事情的时候，我们看到两件事。第一个，他们抗拒神；第二个，他们伤害人。
Recently, I saw a children's movie about people of this. In this movie, everybody, children included, had their own demon.
那最近我看了一个电影呢，然后在这个影片里所呈现的，就是说每一个人呐、啊，包括小孩子在内，都有一个属于他自己的鬼。
But these demons were cute little pets that went around with them and helped them.
那可是呢，这些鬼呢，就是这个影片中的这个鬼呢，都是很可爱的，好像宠物一样跟在这些人身边魔怔的。
There are many people, like the lady whose name is J.C. Knight, who lives in the Seattle area. She believes that she is possessed by an ancient warrior named Ramtha, and he gives prophecies through her.
那么有一个住在西雅图的女子叫做杰西奈，这个跟大家介绍，她是新时代运动的一个所谓的灵性大师啊。然后她就宣称说，有一个叫做兰木沙的灵呢，会向她就是会给她一些启示。
Are demons like cute little animals, or are they wise guides for us to look for help?
那如果说这个影片讲真的说我们每个人都有一个鬼啊跟着我们，那这些鬼是可爱的像宠物一样吗？然后他们是我们可以去跟他们求助的那一些的这个类似谋士，那些这个叫啥谋士，然后算命的，就像那一些的哦。
OK。The Bible tells us that demons are terrible and evil.
但是圣经却告诉我们说，这些巫鬼、邪灵，他们是可怕的，而且是邪恶的。
If you have your Bible, open with me to Luke chapter 8, verse 27.
如果你们有圣经的话，可不可以跟我一起来打开圣经，来看路加福音第八章三十七节？路加福音第八章三十七节。
So, maybe I'll read. Do you need to repeat in Chinese also?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'll just read the whole passage, and then you can read it in Chinese.
Okay.
Okay. 8:27 through 29. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places.
我们看路加福音第八章二十七节到二十九节，由我读给大家听。耶稣上了岸，就有城里一个被鬼附着的人迎面而来。这个人许久不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟茔里。他见了耶稣，就俯伏在他面前，大声喊叫说，至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？求你不要叫我受苦。是因耶稣曾吩咐巫鬼从那人身上出来，原来这鬼屡次抓住他，他常被人看守，又被铁链和脚链捆锁，他竟把锁链挣断，被鬼赶到旷野去。
Poor guy.
可怜的人啊。
What kinds of effects did the demon have upon this man that Jesus met?
所以主耶稣基督他遇到的这个被鬼附的人，鬼是怎么样的来折磨他？
First of all, he couldn't live in a house at all. He had to, because he was so strong, he would hurt the people around him. His relatives tried to chain him up to keep him from hurting himself and other people, but he broke the chains.
所以你看，首先呢，这个男的被鬼附了，这个男的呢，他 他没有办法像一般人一样住在屋子里面，为什么呢？因为这个鬼就给他很大力量，让他去伤害他周遭的这些人们。他的亲人想用铁链把他给捆起来，却被他挣脱了。
He had to live a lonely life away from his friends and family in the caves.
所以他就得独自一个人呐，远离他的亲友，给捆在这个一个洞穴里面。
He also was naked. I have seen a number of people in the Philippines where I grew up wandering around town naked. How shameful and uncomfortable it must have been for this man.
再过来就是这个人呢，身上是赤裸的，是没穿衣服的。我在菲律宾的时候曾经看过一些人差不多的情况，身无寸缕啊，真的是看起来很羞耻的事情。
He also had great strength. There was a young lady that was attending our church in the Philippines. She became demon possessed. She was so strong that nobody could hold her.
Yeah, I met an old lady in my church in Taiwan, also something like that.
Same thing.
Yes. Okay. 所以我在那个菲律宾的时候，有个年轻的女子到我的教会来，她被鬼附啊，然后她的力量就很大，几个大男人都治不住她。我在台湾啊，我自己我以前牧养过的教会里面也碰过一个中年女子来我们的教会哦，然后也是被鬼附，哇，那个力量大到没有办法想象。
The demon also hurt him physically. The Bible says that he took stones in Mark 5 and he cut himself badly with rocks.
然后呢，这个鬼哈，还让这个人伤害他自己啊，然后这个人就拿着那个石头啊来砍伤自己。这个身上伤痕累累。
Jesus had pity on this poor man. He crossed the lake on a stormy night to save him from a terrible fate.
主耶稣真是怜悯这个男的，所以他愿意为了帮助这个男的，就连夜渡过风浪的这个湖水，就为了要帮助这个人。
As he got out of the boat, a naked, scar-covering, wailing man met him.
那所以主耶稣基督渡过了这个加利利海，刚下船，这个浑身伤疤的这个被鬼附的男人就来到主耶稣的面前。
Jesus knew that this man was this way because he was demon possessed, and so he commanded the demon come out of him.
主耶稣知道这个男人他之所以会有如此可怜的遭遇，是因为他被鬼附了，所以主耶稣马上就吩咐这些鬼从他身上出来。
The demon possessed man fell at Jesus' feet and said, What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I beg you, don't torture me.
所以这个被鬼附的男人呢，他就扑倒在主耶稣基督的脚前，哀求他说，至高神的儿子啊，我与你有什么相干？求你不要伤害我。
Indeed, it was not the man himself talking, it was the demon speaking through his mouth.
所以这不是这个男的来跟主耶稣这么讲，而是在他身上的那些鬼用他的嘴巴说出来的。
Jesus said, "What is your name?"
然后主耶稣就问他说，你叫什么名字？
And the man replied, "Legion, which is an army of demons."
那么这些鬼就回复主耶稣，我们的名字叫做群。这个群是我们中文圣经的翻译啦，其实它的意思是军团的意思，它是一个军团的污鬼邪灵在它里面啦。
And the demons pleaded, please do not send us into the abyss, the place of final judgment for the demons.
所以这些鬼知道主耶稣是谁哦，然后就跟主耶稣求告说，啊，求求你啊，不要把我们差遣到无底坑里面去啊，那是在最后大审判的时候，他们要去的地方，他们下个半死。
Please, Jesus, send us into these pigs.
所以他们说，啊，主耶稣啊，求你差遣我们进到那个猪群里面去吧。
They were surrounded by a herd of about 2,000 pigs. These pigs were being fed in the same area where this man lived.
然后呢，这个主耶稣不是，就是说他们就被，就是他们周围有大概2000只的猪啊，所以那些乌鬼就求主耶稣把他们打发到这些猪里面去。
Jesus said, "Go."
然后主耶稣说，去。
And immediately, there was a loud squealing. As can you imagine, 2,000 pigs squealing at the top of their voices all at the same time.
然后你就突然间就听到那一整群2000多只的猪啊，在那边哀嚎啊、尖叫啊，因为那些鬼就附到他们身上去了。
The terrified pigs ran down the steep hill right by the Sea of Galilee, and they were drowned.
然后这一群猪啊，你要知道2000多只啊，他们就通通跑。就是掉下了加利利海边那陡峭的悬崖，他们掉入海中淹死了。
Finally, it was quiet.
最后，一切都平息下来了。
No more shouting, no more screaming, no more squealing. Just a quiet man sitting at Jesus' feet.
一切都平息下来，没有哀嚎，没有惨叫，没有尖叫，就是看到那一个人被鬼附的那个男人，安静地坐在主耶稣的脚边。
The man who had had all of those demons was finally quiet. Someone gave him some clothes. He was finally warm and quiet and peaceful.
那个被鬼附的男人现在安静地坐了下来，有人拿衣服给他穿。在经过好长一段时间之后，他终于有衣服穿，可以暖和了。然后他就安安静静地坐在主耶稣的脚边。
But it wasn't quiet for long, unfortunately.
然后呢，这个可是他没有安静太久。
There was other people watching, the keepers of the pigs.
那这个现场没有安静太久，因为这个在场还有其他人，包括牧，就是这个不是牧羊，饲养那2000多只猪的人呐、啊，来了。
Many these pig keepers went back to town and told the owners, "Your pigs are dead." And after that, the owners and many of the other people came down to see Jesus.
然后呢，这些负责喂养、饲养这些猪的工人呢，就赶快跑回城去啊，跟这些猪的主人报告，说你们的猪啊，都给那个叫做耶稣的人呐、啊，弄到这个海里面，加利利海里面给淹死了。所以他们就来了，好多人，城里面许多人就来到主耶稣的面前。
They were amazed by the quiet beach, the quiet men, and the quiet place where thousands of pigs used to eat.
那么他们来到那个地方，他们觉得好讶异，因为一片安静。为什么呢？那个人安静，然后那个湖岸很安静，本来有2000多只猪的地方很安静。
Like the disciples, these people were amazed at Jesus.
所以就像在加利利海上主耶稣平息风浪时候，门徒对他感到惊讶一样，这一群人也对主耶稣他的这个所做的感到压抑。
They didn't know Jesus. They didn't know what Jesus was doing. But they didn't want to have any more of their pigs killed. And so they asked Jesus, "Please leave."
他们不知道主耶稣是谁啊、可是他们很知道一件事情，就是他们不希望再有他们的任何的猪死了，所以他们求主耶稣说，请走吧。
The man who had been healed from demon possession was so grateful. He wanted to go with Jesus. And he said, "Jesus, if you leave, please take me with you."
所以那个被鬼附着然后被主耶稣医治的那个男人呢，他就跟主耶稣求告说，主啊，如果你要走的话，求你带着我，让我跟着你。
But Jesus said kindly but firmly, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you."
主耶稣很仁慈，可是也很坚定地告诉这个男人说，回家去吧，将神为你所做的告诉他们。
That day, for the first time in a long time, the man stepped back through the door of his home.
Yes. 那一天，那个人终于回到他自己的家，那已经是好久好久以前的事情。他在家里面，现在他终于回到家了。
His relatives were likely overcome with emotion. Finally, their brother or father or cousin could live with them in peace.
那天他的家人一定非常的情绪是非常的激动。为什么呢？因为这个人可能是他们的父兄，可能是他们的子侄。哦，无论如何，这么久了，终于他回来跟他们团聚了。
Jesus brings peace to troubled people. If you have a relative or a friend in trouble, Jesus is the one that can bring them peace too.
Amen. 主耶稣基督将平安赐给那一些在苦难中有麻烦的人们。所以，如果你有任何亲友，他们遭逢这些事情，苦难，麻烦，把他们带到主耶稣的面前，让主赐给他们平安。
But this man did not just stay at home. He went outside. He talked with his neighbors. I'm sure when his neighbors saw him, they said, "You look terrible."
这个男人，他不只是留在家里面告诉他家人，他还出去告诉他的左邻右舍，主耶稣为他做了什么事情。然后我相信那个时候那些人对他会说，哇，你看起来很不一样，很可怕。
He had scars all over him.
为什么？因为他身上满是疮疤。
But he said, I may look terrible, but I feel wonderful.
那这个人可能跟他们说，我看起来很可怕，可是我感觉好棒啊。
Jesus has power over the spirit world. Jesus freed me from an army of demons.
Amen. 主耶稣基督他有掌管万有的权柄，我曾经被一整个军团之多的污鬼附着，可是主耶稣基督把他们赶走了。
I don't know a lot about Jesus, but I want to know more about him. Don't you want to know more about Jesus too?
Amen. 我对于主耶稣基督我知道的并不多，可是我想要更认识他。在场的朋友们，你是不是也想要更认识他？
This man was not content with just telling his relatives and telling his neighbors. He went around to the other 9 towns around him, telling the story of what Jesus had done for him.
这个男人他并不以告诉他的家人和邻舍亲友为满足哦，他还去到他邻近的另外的9个城市去传报主耶稣基督为他所成就的事情。
There are some important lessons that we can learn from this story.
我们从这个故事里面可以学到一些重要的功课。
First of all, we should trust the Bible for accurate information about the spirit world.
所以我们真的必须来这个相信圣经所告诉我们的关于那灵异世界的事情。
The immigrants from Europe brought to America their European traditions about the spirit world. That is how Halloween got started.
所以从欧洲来的移民将他们关于这个鬼灵的这些的传统带到了美国，这个就是万圣节的由来。
Countries in Asia have traditions about a spirit world that exists, like fairies, dwarves, witches, and hungry ghosts.
那么在亚洲的这个国家里面，民族里面也存在着这些的这个灵异世界的这些的事情。那么比方说他们相信有矮人啦，有这个精灵啦，有巫术啦，还有什么？ 还有恶鬼，谢谢，这个年纪大了记不起来。
We have all sorts of things around the world, don't we?
对，这个世界各地都有类似的这个传说。
The thing is, the Bible tells us that the spirit world is either for God or against God. The spirits are either angels that serve God or demons who are against Him.
所以圣经谈到灵的时候，就只有两个范畴，第一个。 范畴是属神的，第二个范畴是抗拒神的。第一个范畴就是天使，第二个范畴就是那些污鬼邪灵。Since
none of us really knows what is going on in the spirit world, we shouldn't get involved in it or be attracted to things about spirits, demons, and other things like that.
因为我们对这个灵的世界所知道的并不多，所以我们要小心。 不要来这个涉足其中，不要被他们所吸引，不要被这一些的邪灵啊、污鬼啊这些灵异的事情啊，不要对这些事情着迷。You
certainly wouldn't ask a spirit or a demon about himself. Demons lie.
那你千万不要去问这些污鬼邪灵一些事情，问他们是谁啦，因为这些灵肯定会说谎的。
Secondly, we can learn that Jesus's power is greater than any other power.
第二个事情，我们一定要确信的事情，我们要来学习的功课是什么？主耶稣基督他的权柄是至高、是至大的，绝对凌驾于那些污鬼邪灵之上。
Jesus has power over demons, over sickness, over the wind and the waves.
所以我们主耶稣基督。 他的权柄是大过了污鬼邪灵这些的病痛，还有这些的风浪啊。
This week, Pastor Chen told me a story about how his mother cried out to Jesus in the middle of an earthquake.
那这个星期，主耶稣，简牧师告诉我，他的母亲呢，在一次大地震当中向这个主耶稣基督呼救的时候发生的事情。
Though she was trapped in her house in an earthquake, she, after crying out to Jesus, a strong metal door that she could not open just opened by itself, and she got out.
那么就是在那个大地震，就是台湾921大地震99年的时候。 那这个，他的母亲，我的母亲被困在那个房子里面，然后那个门是金属做的，然后他因为已经扭曲了，所以他打不开，但是他跟主耶稣来求救，主耶稣救我，然后之后这个门自动打开。Whenever
you're in any kind of trouble, call to Jesus for help.
所以无论你身陷什么样的困苦当中，向主耶稣求助。
Finally, tell your family what Jesus has done for you.
Amen. 再过来，请告诉你的亲友们，主耶稣基督在你身上所成就的是何等美好的事情。
If you are a believer in Jesus, He has saved you from sin and changed your life.
如果你是一个基督徒，是一个信主的人，你就应当将主耶稣拯救你的这个事情来分享给他们。
Jesus traveled across a stormy lake to deliver this man from evil so that he could tell Jesus' story all around these other towns.
所以主耶稣基督，你看他渡过了这个加利利海，或叫格尼撒勒湖啊，来帮助这个被鬼附着的男人。那这个男人，他就去到他的亲友当中，去到邻近的城市，去传报主耶稣基督的拯救的信息。Your
family might be far away, but it's certainly worth the trip to tell them about Jesus that you love.
你的家人、你的亲友可能住得很远，可是绝对值得你。 来这个坐飞机开车去到他们那里面，来告诉他们主耶稣基督的宝贵救恩。One
of my friends grew up in a small village in China.
我的一个朋友在中国的一个小村子里面长大。
There, everybody was afraid of ghosts, probably because that was the favorite thing that people talked about in the evening was ghost stories and about demons.
那么当地人都很怕鬼啊，很可能是因为当地人在晚上的时候都喜欢谈这一些的这个鬼怪的事情。
One day, her mother came back, exhausted from her work in the fields, and came back home.
那么有一天晚上呢，这个她的母亲，这个从田地里面呢、啊，这个耕田呢、啊，种田，很累的回来。
And as she started speaking, just like this demon-possessed man and others, she spoke with a different voice, not her own voice.
然后呢，当她母亲开始在讲话的时候。就像那个被鬼附着的男人一样，他不是用自己的声音，乃是男人的声音讲话。
My friend, this only happened once, but my friend was very scared of ghosts and the spirits.
那么这个事情只发生一次，可是我的这个朋友啊，从此就非常怕鬼。
And I asked her, well, when did this fear go away? And she said, when I trusted in Jesus, when I was baptized.
然后我就问他说这样的一个对于这些鬼怪的恐惧害怕什么时候没有的，他说当我接受相信了主耶稣基督的那一刻起。
My wife Aline told her story about no longer being afraid of ghosts to another group of people while we were traveling.
所以当我们在旅行的这个时候呢，我的妻子就告诉了这个他所碰到这一群人呢，这个不再怕鬼的这个故事，这个事情。
And one of the ladies that was with her said, I was amazed. She's no longer afraid of ghosts. Everybody I know is afraid of ghosts.
所以有一个在场的女子，她就说了，哎呀，那个女的她所遭遇的事情让我很感到惊讶，因为我所碰到的每一个人都怕鬼，可是她却不怕鬼。
She said, I would like to have a Bible. I want to know more about Jesus too.
所以他就说，我也想要有一本圣经，我也想要来认识主耶稣。
Whatever Jesus has done, if you have trusted him as your Savior, tell others about what he has done for you.
Amen. 这个，你如果是一个已经信主的人，你就应当来告诉别人主耶稣在你身上所成就的美好的事情。
And if you are still captivated by fear of demons, ghosts, or the spiritual world, please come to talk with one of your pastors or one of the leaders in our church. We can help you.
所以如果你还是对那些巫鬼邪灵，那些灵异的事情心里面存有恐惧，那么你就需要来到主耶稣面前，你可以来找牧师，可以找教会里面的属灵的领袖，请他们帮助你。
Let's pray together.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have power over the wind, the waves, and the spiritual world around us.
主耶稣啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，因为你的因为你的大能，你的权柄高过了风浪，高过了我们周围的所有的事物，包括那些灵在内。
Help us to trust you and not be afraid.
帮助我们来信靠你，所以我们可以 不再惧怕。
Help us to tell others the good news that you have power over everything.
帮助我们来告诉别人你有掌管万有的大能的这样的一个好消息。
We ask this in your name.
所以奉主耶稣圣名祷告，阿门。